Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
It Was His Idea by Diane Catanzaro, Texas, USA. My husband had, shall we say, a less than supportive father. Out on his own at 16, he lived first with his brother and then with his sister before entering the Navy at 17. Robert wanted to be a medic because of his interest in medicine. His father said, no, do something that will guarantee a job later. Fix airplanes. As an aircraft mechanic and sheet metal worker, Robert was stationed on the USS Midway in the Pacific. When he left the Navy, there were many mechanic jobs. Then the airlines deregulated and he was suddenly subject to frequent layoffs. Even though Robert was considered skilled within the blue-collar set, layoffs came about every 4 years. Robert had just gotten work after a layoff when we met in 1991. His language and manners were very rough, and I much less so. Yet we felt a strong connection and married in 1994. In 1995, 2 months after learning I was pregnant, Robert was laid off again at 36 years old. This time, he was eligible for a training program, so if he wanted to go to school, someone else would pay for it. The catch was that it was only for 2 years and it had to be something he could be certified in after that 2 years. In our area, there was a college with an excellent 2-year registered nurse program. Honestly, I thought he would be eaten alive going into a predominantly female profession, especially coming from an environment where belching contests at lunch were festive affairs. Yet Robert graduated with honors and has been a registered nurse for 10 years this spring. He still projects the rough around the edges attitude. His co-workers often ask me how I can stand to be married to him, and they tell me I must be some sort of saint. When our little girl was born, as I napped in the hospital, Robert watched football with her, explaining all the details so she'd get a head start on understanding. That same year, my father died 5 days before his next birthday. Robert bought me a present on Dad's birthday to help me cope, and he often gets letters of thanks from patients and their families. In 2006, Robert worked for a small private hospital 3 miles from our home. He worked on an inpatient floor with one patient in residence over Christmas, so just 2 nurses worked Christmas Day. Robert called them about 10 a.m. to see if they had dinner plans. When he found out they had nothing special planned, he told them he'd bring food and not to order in. When the meal was ready, he fixed a couple of plates for them, piled our daughter and her Santa hat in the truck, and took his co-workers a Christmas dinner. Once they got home, we had our own. And ladies, regardless of appearances, it was his idea.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.